Researchers at the University of Rochester Medical Center say a federal ban on certain e-cigarettes is a good start. But as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, they're concerned it doesn't go far enough.
The Food and Drug Administration is banning certain types of e-cigarettes. Starting next month, companies won't be allowed to sell flavored vaping cartridges that contain nicotine. But there are exceptions for tobacco and menthol flavors. And there's also an exception for e-cigarettes where customers fill the tanks themselves with vaping liquid. Researchers at URMC say the products covered by the ban are the ones that are most often used by young people.
Yeah, so they are like bubble gum and candy. I mean, there's so many of them, mango, so on and so forth. It looks like they are fruits and juices, but in fact they are not. They are chemicals which look like they are safe, but they are not safe.
Irfan Rahman runs a lab at URMC that studies the liquids used in e-cigarettes to figure out exactly what they contain. He says there's been a perception that these flavors are innocuous, but he's finding some really harmful chemicals in them. For Deborah Ossip, who runs URMC's smoking research program, the ban is a good way to reduce access to e-cigarettes for teenagers who are at risk of becoming addicted. But she worries about what it will do for the people who have already started using them.
I'm concerned about the adolescents who are already addicted. They can't put them down anymore. So I am concerned about what will happen next, and I hope this is just a first step.
Ossip and Rahman both say if the FDA was truly following the science, they would ban all tobacco smoking products. They say this is a step toward reducing harm, but they're also hoping it's a gateway to further regulation. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.